YANA stands for You Are Not Alone, and for the family of Henri Gayet-Hanahovich, that couldn't be more true. Gayet-Hanahovich is a 10-year-old boy living in the Comox Valley. He and his family moved here in 2022 from Vancouver. He's a happy kid, Mom Alice Gayet says, despite needing to go back to Vancouver every few months or so and visit a series of specialists to help deal with a variety of health issues. Gayet-Hanahovich was diagnosed with infantile onset of Crohn's disease and infantile hyperthyroidism at the age of 1. That led to a diagnosis at 3 of juvenile arthritis. That same year he had urgent eye surgery, and doctors discovered brain lesions. A few years later, he was diagnosed with a bone disease and psoriasis, among other health issues. Crohn's disease for babies is extremely rare and aggressive, Gayet said. It's a quite complex disease and severe. Hyperthyroidism, when you're an adult it's okay, but when you're a baby it can lead to developmental and intellectual delays. We were at the hospital quite a lot for this. Basically for years he has been on a combination of immunosuppressants, many of which were not approved for kids for a long time, she said. Gayet and her husband moved from France to Vancouver, where Henri was born. They made the move to Comox in 2022. BCFRP, BC Family Residence Program, told her about YANA and advised her to contact them. That's when everything changed. I'd actually never heard about it, so I decided to call them, Gayet said. It wasn't easy, because it's not easy asking for help. I spoke to Courtney Van Velzen there and she was so kind and empathetic and so supportive, it was a huge relief. I actually cried when I spoke to her. I was very shocked that people who never met us would help organize places for us to stay, help with expenses. We don't have family here, they're in Europe. It's very lonely sometimes, and to connect with this many people has been really transformative. Now, instead of worrying about where they are going to stay, eat, travel, how they are going to pay for it, they get to pay attention to what really matters, their son. Now, they try to find other things to do outside of Henry's appointments, things like going to arcades and the aquarium. I got a strong little guy, and great support, Gayet said, adding that YANA adds emotional support, on top of the practical assistance, and the sense of community. Every time we travel to Vancouver, there's at least one moment when I just have a wave of gratitude, she said. It's usually when we get off the ferry, they really gave us a sense of community.